Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, y'all know I got some soulful shit on every album, right? Well, I call this one Clapform. Clap form. Yeah. Feel like I'm standing on a platform. I paid the referees like fuck it, I ain't playing fair. I'm trying to see a better life cause we ain't made it there. Niggas still tripping, they on some other shit. They rather stand on that corner and try to chase a brick. Yeah, I'm trying to make it out of Tennessee. Ride through Georgia, tell Grand Hustle getting me. I'm feeling like my living conditions just ain't fitting. I say I got a plan and my family say I'm tripping. They say, if you don't make it, that's just a part of the plan. To me, they don't believe and I don't think I understand. A prison sentence make a nigga change his ways. I was staring at a calendar, just waiting on my day. I jumped out, fuck the streets, nigga, fall back. Put in some applications, still ain't got a call back. I guess it's hard to believe a convicted felon. They think a nigga stealing, I was locked up for selling. Clap form. Same old struggle, it's just my time to win. That's why every time y'all hear me, man, I'm going in. I'm hungry, I'm chasing this lifestyle. Joy come in the morning, I ain't worried about right now. My homeboy got a life sentence stressing, and he ain't murk nothing, got caught with a dirty weapon. You wanna know the real reason I don't fuck with you? Cause Tron died of y'all ain't kill shit, fuck niggas. Had I been home, I turned the whole city up. Nigga couldn't tell me shit, I burned the whole city up. But now I gotta stay focused on bigger pictures. I'm just wishing you was here, while I'm staring at your picture. My mama said the preacher said he praying for me. Want me to get out the streets, I got some bills and he ain't paying them for me. I've been praying to my wishes well hard. I came home, niggas mad, they was wishing I fell hard. Yeah, I guess it's all in how you play it. I be pissing niggas off, I guess it's all in how I say it. The whole squad doing time, Rico. It's on me to see the light through the peephole. Niggas baby mama jockin', so they mad, bruh. I hear Tron now, keep showing your ass, bruh. Worst thing y'all coulda did was let my nigga die. And now y'all gotta deal with me and ain't no getting clap. Niggas say that I'm arrogant, I don't fuck with them. I say I'm trying to get my shit together, fuck a nigga. Everybody say come together, we all shine. But y'all ain't grinding how I'm grinding, that's a waste of time. And I don't trust nobody around me. Niggas got hidden agendas and they don't think I can see. Smiling in my face, but got a lot to say when I'm awake. Coward ass nigga, won't you say it to my face? When you're fed up, dread up, that's the motto. I'm trying to quit drinking while I'm staring at a bottle. Half of my city love me, the other half fuck you. Shit crazy how the fuck I'm beefing with my cousin. It cut deep when you said that we ain't family. Never forget it, man, but I manage it. I got a son to raise, and we doing fine. Gotta stay focused for him, cause I'm his lifeline. Yeah. See, I got too much to lose out here right now, right? And y'all know this shit. Man, I'm going to Mars, man. I appreciate everybody that supports this Haze Game movie, man. Come to shows, buy the album, buy the shirts, man. We love you and we fuck with you for that. So this shit for y'all, right? I tell them clap for y'all. Clap form.
Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio with DJ Damo. And I'm just starting the radio show back up. I'm going to try to do it, 30 minutes. Starting to start up with a 30-minute show, get some artists in their music, so we'll play their music on here. That was Clap 4 by Lyric October out of Jackson, Tennessee. I like that little track right there. But I was listening to, I do a lot of, stuff on the internet, and I just happened to run into this interview with Warren. That somebody did an interview with Warren G, and y'all got to check that interview out. It's, I'm actually downloading and putting it on my show. I got to talk to the dude first, so I'm going to just give y'all a little insight on what the interview was about. It was about the death row, Tupac, the death of Tupac and all of this stuff. How him and Tupac met up and how he hung up on him and all that because he didn't really think it was Tupac. He got a book. Warren G also got a book coming out. And he didn't really want to give a lot of the stuff away on the interview, but he was talking about how a dude walked up to him and, to start shooting in his ride and, the bullets was all in the seat and he ducked up under the steering wheel to dodge the bullets from the dude and he went after the dude, but he didn't really give too much detail on that. But there's a lot of things on that interview. I'm going to try to find it before the show over so you can go to the website and check the interview out. But it was like a 2-hour interview. He talking about how, Nate Dogg was still signed with Death Row when they came out with one of the hottest tracks, The Regulator. He was still signed with, Nate Dogg was still signed with Death Row. And Nate Dogg did the track with him. And he and Warren G was signed with Def Jam. So it was just like a lot of controversy going on with that, and they were back and forth making threats. How he went to, I think it was the Source Awards, and he walked in there with some Tech Nines because he told Nate Dogg, man, come on, fuck that. We're doing this song together at the show because Death Row didn't want him to do the track, but him and G grew up together, so we like, hey, man, we got you. Whatever happened, we down with you. But it's just a whole bunch of stuff that's going on that he's talking about on the interview. But like I said, I'm going to try to get that interview and probably play little sections of it on my radio show that you hear, but I'm going to get approval through him first. I don't, want to just snatch the audio from his radio show and put it on here without him approving of it. But we're jamming right here on High Hits Radio. We're trying to get the show back on track, do some interviews with up-and-coming artists or whoever, mainstream artists like we used to do. Show love to everybody, whoever want to come on the show. I hope people tuning in. If you're listening online, you can dial 516-666-8284. If you want to say something live on the radio show right now, we're going to go to Jay Taylor, and this jam right here is called Takeover.
Like a highlight of my life, I had my mind right. I seen everything for what it really was. I wasn't blinded by it. No limelight or no handshake or no pearly white. From the devil's smile, I knocked the devil out. A little Al Green, a little bit of weed to kill the enemy, help me level out. I'm a young nigga, but my soul old. Probably cause my daddy always tell me shit. With a half a dollar or a bankroll, I still feel good, I'm still hella rich. I was real high, but my real one, shit, a real bond. That's fellowship, made my mama proud. She was clapping for me, I was dancing for her in the midst of it. If the sun dropped at 3 o'clock, afternoon is it daytime through the street lights, mean it's pay time. Do the closest ones wanna take mine? I mean, last night I was alright, wasn't nothing wrong, it was alright. But today, not so much, my nigga. I just sent my mind on the wrong flight, and I'm right back tripping off weed again. Right back killing myself and giving power to things again. I mean, I'm right back stressing off niggas and what they think again. I see a whole lot of people, how many wanna see me win? The thoughts that I had last night weren't none like this. Maybe tonight I'm on some hot shit, but tonight I got the type of vibe make you say fuck money, nigga. What if that never existed? What if you was forced to be real with every nigga in your clique? Oh shit, would it really be nothing, or would you have to think of something to think quick? Nigga sleep ain't peeping nothing but peep this. Last night was like a highlight of my life. I had my mind right, I seen everything for what it really was. I wasn't blinded by it. No limelight or no handshake or no pearly white. From the devil's mouth, I got the devil out. A little Al Green, a little bit of weed to kill the enemy, let me level out. I'm a young nigga, but my soul old. Probably cause my daddy always tell me shit. With a half a dollar or a bankroll, I still feel good, I'm still hella rich. I was real high with my real one, shit, real blind, that's fellowship. Made my mama proud, she was clapping for me, I was dancing for her in the midst of it. Whoa. I done been here before. Feel like I know this place too well, nigga. Minus a couple folks and a couple of stuck up bitches, bitch, I'm good. You could've did, I know what you didn't do, nigga. I know what you should've did with it, life, I mean. You should've paid a little more attention. But it's hard when you chillin' with your niggas and they got another bottle cause the hoes like liquor. One more shot, pose for the picture, IG for the ID. Look at my life, show me you love me with a fist full of likes, little bitch. Niggas ain't talking like this, niggas wanna talk about rich. Motherfucker sick, he was dumb before he hit that lick. Now he on and he really ain't shit, I ain't even gon' trip. I hop out with God behind me, the same little nigga looking like gifts. You looking like stress cause you living lifeless. Type of nigga need money cause he ain't priceless, that's deep. I lay down for a minute, ended up falling asleep. And what I thought was the truth, it turned out to all be a dream. I tried to stay down for my niggas, at the same time down for me. Last night was like a highlight of my life. I had my mind right, I seen everything for what it really was. I wasn't blinded by it. No limelight or no handshake or no pearly white. From the devil's smile, I knocked the devil out. A little Al Green, a little bit of weed to kill the enemy, help me level out. I'm a young nigga but my soul old. Probably cause my daddy always tell me shit. With a half a dollar or a bankroll, I still feel good, I'm still hella rich. I was real high with my real one, share real bond. That's fellowship, made my mama proud. She was clapping for me, I was dancing for her in the midst of it. If the sun dropped at 3 o'clock, you know after noon is a daytime, through the street lights mean it's pay time, through the closest ones wanna take mine. I mean last night I was alright, wasn't nothing wrong, it was alright. But today not so much, my nigga, I just sent my mind on the wrong flight, and I'm right back tripping off weed again.
Yeah, gentlemen, right here on Hot Hits Radio, that was Jay Taylor, Takeover. And before that, we had Clapform by Lyric October. I want to talk about an interview that I heard that supposedly had been Tupac. So everybody be saying the dude's still alive. I personally think the dude is gone. Everybody think he's still alive, that Tupac's still alive. But it was an interview that supposedly Tupac had done, dude asking him questions. So I think the interview was fake, you know, if you ask me, because I don't think Tupac is alive. But anyway, the interview, you go on, listen to the interview, and then, people, you know, I seen it on Facebook, and they were saying, just listen to the interview and tell me what you hear. So I had people listen to it also, because I'm listening to it, and I heard the dude say Obama name, like, and I'm like, okay, Obama wasn't even nowhere near running for president or anything when Tupac died. But just like, what, 12 years ago, something like this, 10 years ago that Tupac died, I think, 95, I think is when it was. The dude say Obama name, and he just talking bad about Obama. So I'm like, that made me like, oh, okay, this ain't Tupac, this somebody that probably sound like him. Of course, we got two people that sound like him, you know, and they're supposed to be doing a movie about Tupac. But also, Straight Outta Compton, getting off the subject a little bit, I'm going to have to go see that. I'm trying to see what people are going to say about it, but I'm pretty sure they got a lot of inside stuff that people want to see about, you know, the Straight Outta Compton. So I'm going to have to go check that movie. I was supposed to go see it last night. But anyway, the interview that was with Tupac, I think the dude not alive, so I don't know where they get this clip from or if they had somebody say something about Obama, you know, so I don't know. It just don't seem real to me. It sounds like him, though. It sounds like Tupac. But, you know, but they don't actually, if I don't see visual of him saying that, then I just can't believe that it actually happened. You know, he actually did the interview mentioning Obama's name. But people still think he's alive and all of that, but I personally think the dude is gone, because I think Tupac is the type of person that he want to be in the spotlight, you know, and stuff they do. Actually, on the interview with Warren G was talking about Tupac when he was locked up, and he was trying to find out actually how much it cost to get Tupac out. So he started asking people how much it cost to get him out, or had somebody send him a letter asking how much it cost to get him out, because he was going to get him out. And he said his intentions were not to want to sign him or anything or try to work with the label. That was his homie, so he just wanted him out of jail. He didn't want the dude in jail. But somehow, he said, Suge Knight, Death Row label, heard about it, so they end up bailing Tupac out. You know, bailing him out, signing them with the labels and everything. And then, of course, we know what happened after that, you know. But, like I said, it's an interesting interview that the guy did with Warren G. And I just happened to come run across it on SoundCloud. If you Google Warren, if you search Warren G on there, you'll probably find it on SoundCloud. And I'm pretty sure most people, at least most artists, or on SoundCloud, putting their music on there. Because I get a lot of good music off of there. I actually got that Jay Taylor Takeover off of there. And also I got this off of there, which I'm going to play next. And this is Latrell James right here on High Hits Radio with DJ Damo. Be sure y'all follow me on Twitter, DAMOENT, Facebook.com/DJ Damo ENT, DAMO.
These kids are about to get into a gang war that will ruin every one of their lives.
Which I grew up in, maneuver through manure. Who would have thought I amount to shit? It's hard to be frank when you're surrounded by the counterfeit. Learn to run with the punches, huh? We found a way to counter it. Black mask, black gun, jumping over the counter quick. Empty out the register before it even register. 10 steps ahead of you, I'm jumping a flight. I learned that the drug game is nothing polite. Few of my aunts and uncles, bad plumbers could fuck up a pipe. It's disgusting to see a grown person fuck up their life. What would you do if you had to feed your child and your wife? My homie robbed for a living on B's come up tonight. He got the pump in one hand, he was resembling Mike. And he ain't got no shame in being ignorant twice. Make something out of nothing, but before you use your judgment, who to blame for your own self-destruction? I'm about to press the what?
Life means nothing, 'cause your word don't mean a thing when it's time to press the button.
Make something out of nothing, but before you use your judgment, who to blame for your own self? I'm the product of both of my parents raising me. Y'all probably thought that kept me out of trouble crazily. Things would have been different if I had it my way. They stabbed my cousin in the heart on Valentine's Day. Death could turn you cold, and my case, I'm manning up. So it's non-stop hustle till I pull that phantom up. But with all the odds against me, see the hand they handed us. But it worked out, full house, I didn't even tan it up. Success is the only way, the feeling of feeling sucks. So I'm setting the bar so high, Shaq and Limbo stand it up. Who do I trust? But I'm very far from panicking. What do you call posers for a lifetime? Mannequins, fool me once, and you'll never get that chance again. Ever wonder how we went Darth Vader from Anakin? Life sucks, you punch out, you punch in. But who to blame for your own self-destruction?
What's
I'm about
the
to press the button.
'Cause when it all boils down, life means nothing. 'Cause your word don't mean a thing when it's time to press the button.
Johnny will be dead, won't he?
Quiet, Robert.
Won't he?
Yes. Now keep quiet.
I can say it, yeah. I can say I regret you like a tattoo on my skin.
Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio with DJ Damo, the hottest radio show online. Well, I'm trying to get it back to the hottest radio show online since it's been off for a minute, and I can't say it's the hottest online right now. But give me some time, and we'll be back on live, you know, like we used to do, have people calling in and tuning in to the radio show. Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio with DJ Damo, the hottest radio show online. Up next, I do search for music, especially R&B, good singers. You know, so this is a track that, you know, I was on Twitter, you know, looking at the R&B, and I just seen it, clicked on this guy link. His name is Manny X. Good singer. Check it out. The jam is called House of Lies right here on Hot Hits Radio. And you can follow him on Twitter at Manny X, M-A-N-N-Y-X.
Vibe. Of a better time to listen to my conscience, 'cause you won't like it when I tell you this. And if you feel the need to strike me, baby, make it quick, 'cause I've been lying to you, girl. And if it makes you feel better, I've been lying to her too, girl. So I wrote you this letter, 'cause I know that I seem typical. I'm sorry that I've made things so difficult. When you say okay, I say it depends, 'cause I'm just afraid I go into deep end. I can't explain, 'cause I just don't know why. Girl, I'ma change, but I just don't know when. It ain't you, the problem is me. Girl, I'm a fool that just can't be happy. I know it's cliche, but I gotta confess, deep down inside, I'm really a mess. I can love you, and I promise I'm for real. I'm a man, we make mistakes, but here's the deal. I'm a loser, you're a keeper, you're amazing. If I lose you, I'll lose sleep till I go crazy. All of my foolishness, I wanna make things better for you and I. You know you can count on me when things get rough. I wanna turn my life around, baby. You deserve that much, you do, you do. I will do the best I can, be a better version of me for you, baby. Nothing even matters if I can't matter to you. Like I build things up just to break them down. You were safe and sound till I came around. You should know I've been living in a house of lies. 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 Why can't we be real from the very start? Why do we conceal the things that make us who we are? You know we've been living in a house of lies. We've been living in a house of lies. No. We've been living in a house of lies. We've been living in a house of lies. Why do we choose to stay and remain enslaved to all the lies we proclaim just to get our way? You know we've been living in a house of lies. We've been living in a house of lies. I've been living in a house of lies. I've been living in a house of lies. I'm tired, so tired. vibe when I'm living in a house of lies, you know. I can't do this no more. I need to break out and run to you. Girl, you're my truth. Run to you. Girl, you're my truth. You're my truth. Girl, you're my truth. Run to you. Girl, you're my truth.
Nice little track right there. Nice little track right there, Manny X. Yeah, I told you I'd be searching for music online. If I hear something good, I don't mind playing it. I put it on the CD, play it in the ride. So that's something I just downloaded. I heard it the other day. Well, I heard it one of his other tracks the other day, but I couldn't download it real quick. I got to go on iTunes and get it off of iTunes. But I like that track, so I'm gonna get. I got that one. I downloaded that one and put that on there and put that other track so I can play them in, you know, in my ride while I'm rolling. Because if it's good, I'm listening to it. You know, people riding with me, they check it out. They find out who it is. You know, they check them out. They like the music. So it ain't just me that you're getting exposed. You know, that like the music. You know, they like it. They might download it and check it out also. And it's a 30-minute show, so I think it's about to cut me off. So I'm gonna play one more track. This is Tory Lanez. And this jam right here is called Loud. I'm going to try to be back on tomorrow for 30 minutes. I don't know what time. Y'all jamming right here on Hot Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. Be sure y'all follow me on Twitter at DAMOENT, Facebook.com/DJDAMOENT. DJ DAMOENT. This jam right here is called Loud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see you over there, baby. I'm screaming loud. She ain't listening. Why you standing on the wall? Tight dress and all that. You know you looking swaggy, baby. I'm a real swaggy dude. Forget with the playboy. Favorites is a seller.